Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then right as we say that, time to bring in Mike Florio.
That's right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. And join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Good morning, Mike. Happy Football Friday.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Mike, we're doing great. By the way, we were just talking about some of these nasty numbers as I saw Tom Brady move into number two, and Breeze, of course, been injured. But there's a chance, by the way these two are playing, I haven't heard anybody kind of going, well, we're probably going to retire. There's a chance these two, and I don't think it's completely crazy. Mike, they could throw for 80,000 yards.
Patrick Mahomes could throw for 100,000.
That's true. No.
you're right, though. And it's almost kind of, it's going to be like once Breeze is back. Remember when Steve Carlton and Nolan Ryan were going back and forth with the all-time strikeout record? So, yeah, hopefully Brady catches Breeze, and then they're just neck and neck for the rest of their careers.
Who's the safest, Emmitt Smith with his 18,355 yards or Jerry Rice in 1,549 catches and almost 23,000 yards?
I think Emmitt Smith, just because, number one, the running game isn't emphasized like it used to be, although it seems to be making a comeback, and teams have gotten away from that workhorse running back who is the centerpiece of the offense. But as the game is made safer and safer, look, you still can't avoid the orthopedic injuries that happen when you run the ball into the middle of the line of scrimmage, and it's basically like, you know, running into a brick wall. But, you know, maybe if they make the game even more safe, you can get to a point where there'll be more rushing output. But I think Emmitt Smith doesn't have to worry. I tell you what, he may have to worry about Frank Gore, the way that guy's going. I mean, he's going to pass Barry Sanders soon, and he's shown no signs of slowing down.
Oh, no, we know Frank real well, and Frank's going to play until every team tells him, Frank, we don't want you anymore. You're done. You got to go do something else, because he loves working out and staying in shape and become one of the great Canes of all time.
He's still over 3,000 off from Emmitt Smith. I'm looking at the list now, the rushing list. Adrian Peterson's eighth with 13,426. Then LeSean McCoy's got 10,820. Then you have to go so far down the list to find another active guy. Mark Ingram is the next closest that. I mean, I think the rushing total, I think, is the safest. Because I bring up Jarvis Landry because he was down here for 4 years, first 4 years, caught 100 passes a year. He was at 400 before he left for Cleveland. And I'm thinking to myself, I guess with the passing game the way it is, the catching total maybe could get touched. But the rushing total, I don't think it'll ever be touched, not Emmitt's.
Yeah, and, you know, the question of Frank Gore as a Hall of Famer creates a weird kind of debate for some people. They think he shouldn't get in. Well, who else at running back is getting in from this era? Those are the three. Those are the guys who stand out: LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, and Frank Gore. Right. Frank Gore is going to be the number three, maybe number two all-time leading rusher by the time he finally calls it quits. And like you said, if they let him play long enough, he eventually will pass Emmitt Smith. Longevity shouldn't matter. Are you kidding me? At that position, longevity is one of the key factors, because a lot of guys just can't do it for more than 2 or 3 years, much less 10 or 15.
We got Coach Callahan now taking over for the Redskins. This thing with Allen and Snyder, and by the way, nobody had a rougher week than Allen. He's been ripped for some of the dumbass comments he made.
What he gets paid for, he's the pincushion. He's the Roger Goodell. He's Dan Snyder's personal Roger Goodell. Seriously, Roger Goodell's the pincushion for all owners, and Bruce Allen is the pincushion for one. He's the surrogate owner. Dan Snyder learned that after 10 years of being front and center, I'll find a little spot in the shadows here, and I'll let Bruce Allen run the team. That's why he hasn't been fired. He's 42-75 as the guy in charge of the football operation. Wow. Anywhere else, you're gone. He's staying because that keeps Daniel Snyder from being even more reviled than he currently is. They've kind of forgotten about him to a certain extent, but they don't hate him nearly as much as they would if he was the one showing up at the press conferences and if he was the one who was front and center with all these decisions.
Yeah, you just can't be going out telling everybody about this great culture, which, by the way, Mike, what happened to the word culture? Everybody in college and pros using the word culture. I never remember when I played with Shula, we talked about culture. But culture is a hot word right now, man. Everybody's using it.
Well, there's only one team that has a great culture in the NFL, and that's the Patriots.
Correct.
Everybody else is trying to even begin to figure out how to get there. And we were talking about this today on PFT Live. But one thing that Bill Belichick has done that no one else can really master is the idea of getting your players to have complete and total amnesia about anything and everything outcome-related that happened before today. Forget about last night's game. Forget about last year's finish. Forget about whether we won the Super Bowl, whether we lost the Super Bowl, whether we won by 30, whether we lost by 30, whether we won on a bad call, whether we lost on a bad call. They forget about all of it, and they focus on what's next. They forget, and that applies to every practice, every off-season workout, everything they do. You forget what you did yesterday, and you focus on the next. And that's the culture that delivers the kind of championships we've seen in New England.
Oh, we've seen up close, Mike. We believe you, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell us on that one. And last night's a great example. Brady didn't throw a touchdown pass. He's able to run for a couple. He might be the greatest sneak quarterback of all time, which nobody talks about because that's not sexy to talk about. But I got to tell you, defensively, what they're doing and the numbers they're putting up and special teams. Oh, by the way, we'll get a score too. I mean, that's how they play football, man. They get it from everybody, don't they?
Yeah, they only had two of their touchdowns that came from drives that were more than 60 yards. They had two touchdowns via one defensive, one special teams, and they had a 20-yard short field that they turned into a touchdown. But, you know, it's just that's the Patriots story this year. You watch the game, and it's kind of sluggish, and it's like, wait a minute, why aren't the Patriots winning by 20 points? And then you kind of look away, and you look back, and they're winning by 20 points. And, you know, it felt inevitable last night that they were going to win by 21, that they were going to cover that spread, the biggest deficit the Giants have ever faced as an underdog. And even though the Giants played well, and you know, think about this, too. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but Pat Shurmur not going for it on 4th-and-2 when he's down 14 and opting to punt, that's the ultimate, not necessarily thinking about trying to cover the spread, but that's the ultimate, this score is going to look better than 35-14. 28-14 looks better, and people who didn't pay attention are going to see 28-14 and think we did okay. They see 35-14 and they're going to think we got blown out. And of course, we saw 35-14 anyway, but that's the only way I can understand why he made that stupid decision to not go for it on 4th-and-2 when you're down 14 points with not a whole lot of time left in the game.
Yeah, that's keep it close, mindset, don't get embarrassed. No, I agree. That's just
Everybody who watched the game knows they kept it close, knows they didn't get embarrassed. You're when you do that, think about it, and I've heard the dynamic before, well, the score looks better than it would have been. The only people who that is going to resonate with are the people who flip through the newspaper and skim the headlines. That's it. Anybody who watched the game or takes any time to figure out what happened during the game is going to realize, hey, that game was a lot closer than the final score suggested. So I don't know why they care about what that final score looks like.
Mike, I know this is a dead topic, but I got to ask you because he's from down here in Miami.
And Shake Gate.
No, I wasn't even going to ask you about that because I didn't know if it was too petty. I was going to ask you the other one. Is it completely nuts to think Antonio Brown's like, hey, man, you got to pay me. Just let me play for you. I want to play with Brady real badly. No hard feelings. Is there any way Belichick goes, hey, we got to pick up another receiver anyway? Mr. Kraft, come on. Suck it up a little bit. Let's bring him back. Any shot at all, Mike?
I don't think there's any shot at it at all because Robert Kraft would not bring him back because Robert Kraft was the one who wanted out. And remember this, too. There's that lingering question of whether or not he's going to end up on the commissioner exempt list, which means if you bring him back and you're paying him anyway, you're going to be paying him to not play potentially. And the NFL has found a way to have essentially an unpaid suspension without putting a guy on unpaid suspension. When you have that cloud hovering of the possibility of paid leave, teams are just going to say, "Well, we're not going to bother with the guy." So he's just dangling out there, unemployed, until the NFL finishes the investigation. So I don't think the Patriots are going to do it, but they do need somebody to create mismatches offensively. And I think the thing to watch, and Robert Kraft hinted at it last night, talking about Rob Gronkowski. And I was told a couple of months ago that it's just one phone call from Tom Brady with a plea to get Gronk to come back. Gronk could unretire And I think we're getting closer and closer to the window where something's going to happen. It needs to happen.
Oh, boy. Million a game of getting back,
of
right?
Course,
the old
yeah.
Bronk come back for a mill a game.
Yeah, a little Let's cash in his pocket.
Get another ring, my friend.
Yep. Speaking of not getting cash, the suspension upheld for Vontaze Burfict. What do you think about that? I thought that maybe they would chop it down a little bit.
I think we talked
about it last week. But he's going to be gone the whole season. What were your thoughts when that happened?
Well, I thought they would knock it down some, but I talked to some people in the know, and the NFL really wanted him out for the full 12 games. They really, really wanted that outcome. And I think you have to factor in, even though the hearing officer is independent, jointly hired by the NFL and the NFLPA, you still have to be appointed every year to keep that gig. And sometimes you have to read the room. Sometimes you have to know one side really wants a certain outcome and the other side really doesn't care. And I think in this case, the league really wanted Burfict gone, and the NFLPA wasn't going to get bent out of shape over a decision that puts him on the sidelines, especially because the union's got a little bit of a conflict here because they need to protect their other guys, and Burfict is a menace. He's putting guys at risk. And the other thing I think it does, it ends Burfict's career because now that he is in this 12-game suspension window, right, the next false move, he's going to get thrown out for the rest of the season whenever it happens, whether it's preseason, early regular season, and with all the different ways you can violate the safety rules, right? The lowering the helmet and initiating contact, the hit to the head and neck area of a defenseless receiver, roughing the passer. Guys commit those violations all the time without being dirty, and I just don't think a team is going to waste a roster spot on a guy who you'd have to assume is going to get bounced again at some point. Now, I think it was an unwarranted suspension because it was unprecedented in light of that the prior record was 5 games for Albert Haynesworth for stomping on the forehead of Andre Garrard after a play was over, but the NFL got what it wanted.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, because I got it a couple times last week, you've gotten real powerful with Pro Football Talk, and it's a compliment. I mean, you've gotten in a situation where you say something, they react. Do you hear from them? Are they easier to get to now that this thing of Pro Football Talk's been built up? You find when you say something they may disagree with, they get back to you quickly?
Yes. Wow. And it's amazing the things that they worry about. And let me tell you this. You will hear the cliche all the time from coaches and players that we don't listen to the noise. Oh, yes, they do. Because if there's a piece of noise that they don't like, you hear from them.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's strong. That's
Mike,
it's
just
amazing.
Just remember that we remember you from like the WordPress website back in the day before NBC and all that. That's the turd watch. That I go back old school.
I miss the turd watch. Everybody says they miss the turd watch. Right. It's very funny.
Guys, we're still on WordPress.
Are we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you were on a big NBC platform now. I didn't know that.
No. It's a high end version of WordPress,
right.
But it's still WordPress. I used to update the site with Microsoft Front Page, and what you'd have to do, and listen to, and this is how much of a pain it was. You would have to download the entire live rumor mill file, make changes to it, like add 2 or 3 stories, and then upload the entire file.
Oh,
and there was plenty of room there for a mistake that would actually cover up the wrong file at the wrong time, and you'd lose a bunch of content. So, and it was slow. When I started the thing, I didn't have DSL. I was on dial-up through AOL when I started this thing in 2001.
Come a long way there, Mr.
Right.
Sunday Night Football.
I'll tell you, man.
It's great.
Fun ride.
Mike, thank you, brother. Appreciate you coming on again with us. Thank
weekend.
You. Thanks for finding us. All right.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.